for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Luke, your frustration level with today. And when you think back on this game, what do you think the learning experience will be?
It's been the same story. I mean, we got to convert on critical downs. We got to find a way to put the ball in the end zone. We only found it once, and it's off special teams turnover. So we've got to do our part. And, that starts with me. And you got to look, go watch the film, take a look in the mirror, and see what we need to correct.
Why do you think their pass rush was as effective as it was, and why do you think it was giving you and collectively your protection as much trouble as it was?
I mean, when you get down early in the game, you're going to have to drop back a little more, and they can just tee off. But, I got to find a way to get rid of the ball. And, there's certain things where we're at receiver, we got to be on the same page. And, we just got to go back and correct everything as an offense together, and all try to get on the same page.
What was the message from the coaches in the locker room afterwards?
Just, this is kind of the football gods going against us right now, but this is the time where you got to link arms. Make the corrections, and it's not cutting time right now. We gotta go put a string of few together right now, but we gotta stick together, no fractures, and it's only gonna come from here. Nobody's gonna help us on the outside.
All right, Luke, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.